Hi, honey. BJ.
Oh, BJ. Are we? Yes, yes.
I'm so sorry. I was so late because you left today.
Oh, don't worry about it.
But I mean, so much traffic.
Oh, I know. It's horrible.
So much traffic.
It's horrible. I mean, I was going to get Rudy, my son, my stepson, Rudy.
Who is Rudy?
Oh, he's good. He got called into work, so he couldn't take me to the doctor's today.
Isn't his 30th birthday coming up?
He's 34.
Really?
He is 34 years old.
Really, honey?
Oh, yes.
Well, you know me, Anita Buffum. I never know. I can't even tell nothing.
Oh, I know. I know.
I cannot tell a person's age for nothing.
Oh, I know.
I
know.
I can't.
He doesn't look a day over 29.
He really doesn't. No. Well, he really doesn't.
I mean, he works with such young kids. That's why. I think it keeps him young.
It does.
He works at the GameStop.
I'm storing away at the GameStop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's doing real well. Real well there.
Am I going the right way? Which doctor are we going to today?
We are going to
Schlesinger, the carry?
No. The chiropractor. Schlesinger.
He does chiropractic, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Okay.
That's what I have my appointment for. I hope he does it.
I think he does. I heard it. He does.
I don't know.
How is your back, honey?
Oh, it's horrible. Right. Horrible. Horrible. I think it's this chair. I need a new pillow is what I need. I need a new pillow.
Well, I always wanted to ask you about that because I know you're not bound to your wheelchair.
Oh, no. It's by choice.
Okay. So,
absolutely by choice.
You know, why don't you just maybe stand up and move around a little bit, honey? Maybe that could
help
you.
But why?
Well, if your back is bothering you.
Well, it can only get worse.
What do you have? What is this?
Oh, we have one of these. I made these for Rudy.
Uh-huh.
For his 34th birthday. Oh. They're called Whoopie Pies.
Whoopie Pies.
Whoopie Pies.
Whoopie, let me...
Try one. Oh.
Mmm.
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 They're good, right?
Mmm.
Oh.
Honey, are these pumpkin?
Mm-hmm. For Thanksgiving. Mmm.
Mmm. Well, I'm speaking of Thanksgiving, honey. How was yours?
Oh, you know, I mean, it was the usual.
Mm.
It was, you know, Rudy had it off because they closed the GameStop on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So.
Well, just him and you, or what?
Just us. You know, we got out the Swanson, the TV dinner.
Uh-huh.
We each had one, and we sat there, and we watched the parade.
Well, that's nice. Uh-huh.
Oh, it was wonderful. He's such a nice boy.
He is.
Oh, he's
well,
wonderful.
It's so wonderful that you two have been able to remain close after your divorce.
Well, yeah. I mean, his father. Oh, don't get me started about his father.
Well.
Don't even get me started about his father.
Right.
He was my third husband.
Rudy Sr.?
Rudy Sr. Mm-hmm. Oh, horrible man. Horrible man. He was good for nothing.
Well.
Good for nothing. But he did. He did leave me with his son.
That's true.
When he left, he said, you take, he's yours now.
Okay.
And well, I said, gladly, thank you. Goodbye. I will take him.
You're such a strong woman.
Oh,
BJ.
Yeah. He always gave me crap about the chair too. He didn't like the chair.
Well,
but I said, you know what? Why walk when I can be in the chair? Why walk? I don't know. So I made these. I made these Whoopie Pies
for Thanksgiving,
and I have been eating them ever since. I always keep a few in the front basket of my chair.
Oh, these are so delicious.
They're delicious, right? They're not dry at all.
No, they're very moist.
They're very moist. Not dry.
No, not dry.
Not dry. Oh.
And speaking of which, I want to ask you about your dry throat, honey.
Oh, don't get me started.
I took you to the doctor last week for
that. Don't get me started about the dry throat.
No.
Mm-mm. All right. Well, we did go to the doctor. Mm.
Zachary or Schlesinger?
This was Zachary.
Uh-huh. Because I took you to Schlesinger, and he didn't know what to do.
He didn't know what to do.
He didn't know what to do. He put me inside and said, hey, I never seen a throat so dry in my life.
I know. They don't know what to do. These doctors, they don't know what to do with my dry throat.
That's the thing, honey. I don't think these doctors know what they're doing.
Uh-oh. They can't. How can they? How can a person like me have such a dry throat and no doctor knows what to do for me?
That's what I'm saying, honey.
I have the driest throat in Astoria. And
it's
they tell me,
fact.
They tell
it's
me,
a well-known fact,
oh yes,
honey.
Oh yes,
mm-hmm.
And all these doctors can tell me is to take
a horse
and a glass of water. That's all.
Really?
Isn't there a prescription?
I mean, really?
Is there
honey?
Some kind of vaccine for a dry throat?
I mean, you would think, honey.
I would think so. No,
I mean, they can send a man to the moon. Oh, God, honey.
Got a little stuck in my throat. That's whoopie.
Okay. The Whoopie Pies, you okay, honey? Hey, anybody okay?
Oh, all right. I'm all right. Just continue driving. Get me to the door.
We're going, honey. Don't worry. But, all right. Okay.
All right. Well, what are we doing here? What are we doing?
I had to tell you, you're never going to believe this, honey.
Yeah.
So, Gina Marie. You know, Gina Marie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, she's down over working at the Aphrodite Construction and Lumber and Greek and Italian Restaurant.
Right, right.
Well, who comes in there the other day, she tells me, but Linda Scavullo.
No.
Well, Linda Scavullo tells her about, they're talking all about Christmas and all that.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Well, and Gina Marie tells Linda Scavullo, I could have killed her. I could have killed her. She says to her about how I'm going to have that, the mannequin nativity scene out.
She told her?
She told her about that. And Linda Scavullo tells Gina Marie that she's going to get live actors to play mannequins throughout the month of December.
No.
Honey.
She's always doing that.
I don't understand
always.
What her problem is.
Always doing that.
You know, I don't get it.
And if she thinks that I'm going to sit in my house and look out at real people going back and forth and all the commotion outside, well, she's got another thing
it's
coming.
It's really blasphemy.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I'd like to see the girl that's going to play Mary. She's probably going to be black.
No.
Well, who else is she going to get?
Bite your tongue.
I mean, who else do you think is going to do it? I mean, really?
Either that or a Mexican.
Well, that's what I'm saying, honey.
Oh, right.
I mean, really?
Oh, God forbid.
You know what?
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, please.
Seriously. Oh, I'm going to, I mean, really? I'm going to go down to Father Murphy Brown over there, and I'm going to tell him.
I'll go with you. I will go with you.
I wrote him a letter. I wrote a very serious letter.
Mm-hmm.
I typed it up there on my typewriter, and I sent it to him, and I said, I was telling him how I feel that Linda Scavullo really should be excommunicated from
the church.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. I've been having many chats with Sister Mary Catherine.
Uh-huh.
Oh, she does not like Linda Scavullo. She does not like her, and we are forming a petition to
Well, I will sign it.
Okay.
I don't care what it says, honey. Mm-hmm. I will sign that petition.
Oh, yes.
I really will.
Yeah.
I really will. Now, what are you doing for Christmas, honey?
Oh, you know, probably just sit around the TV.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see what Rudy's doing. I know he'll have to work Christmas Eve like always.
Oh.
But Christmas Day, you know, we'll probably get out the Swanson.
Uh-huh.
And we'll sit around the TV.
Well, I was going to ask you if you want to come over to my place, maybe.
Oh.
I know that Gina Marie's having a little thing over. Well, you've heard about Gina Marie, what's going on with her.
Oh, I would never go to one of her holidays, from what I've heard.
Well, and especially this year, you heard what's happening, right?
No, what?
Well, you know her son, Joey.
Oh, that one.
Mm-hmm. You know Joey, he's a fagala.
Oh, yes.
He's a fagala.
Oh, yes.
Living with his boyfriend. You hear about that, right?
Oh.
You heard about
living
that.
Living in... In her house?
Gina Marie's house.
In her house?
In the basement, the converted basement apartment.
Oh, no.
Yes, honey.
That would not happen in my house.
Yes, honey.
Not in my house.
Well, that's what I said.
No.
Well, anyway, Gina Marie basically had no choice, she says. So there they all live. She said she'd rather have them live in sin in her house than so she can keep an eye on it, which I guess I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
I get
that, I guess.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, I'd like to know what's going on. If I could have kids, I'd want to know what's going on.
Oh, yeah. You want to keep tabs on them. That's what I tell Rudy. That's why I have him live right there.
Exactly.
I know exactly what's going on.
So, anywho, and so apparently, Joey has proposed, now, get this, BJ, proposed marriage to Gino, the boyfriend. I know.
No.
Yes, honey.
No.
Yes.
It is not marriage.
No, it's not.
First of all, number one.
No, it's not.
It's not marriage.
It's not.
Call it what you want, but it's not marriage.
I don't care what you call it, but it's not marriage.
No. No, it's between a man
and a woman.
Woman.
Yes, honey.
No matter how many times you do it.
Thank you.
It's always a man and a woman.
One man, one woman.
Yeah.
All right?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
It really, the fact that Gina Marie's allowing it really, really burns me.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. And how do you think it makes me feel going into my possible 8th wedding thinking that they're going to disgrace the sanctity of marriage? It's not going to make me want to do it again.
I know.
You know? I don't understand
this. Well, you know me, I've been married twice.
Right.
And that wasn't my choice.
No.
Now, if I had a choice, honey, I would have only been married one time.
Me too.
And all of the, you know, these homosexuals going around getting married.
Right.
I mean, what does it mean anymore?
Right.
Nothing.
Nothing.
It means nothing.
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 No. Out the window. Just throw it out the window.
We can't talk about it anymore.
No.
We can't talk about it. Apparently, what the Julians are going to have a New Year's Eve wedding.
Uh-huh.
Which, I mean, talk about ruin a holiday.
Oh.
Might as well do it on Christmas.
Right.
Might as well do it on Christmas.
Sure. Sure. Why not?
You know, it's bad enough that they ruined Thanksgiving last year. You remember this last year, Christmas?
I heard. Oh, I heard all about it. I heard all about it.
Well. I can't even get into it. Don't invite me over to your place for Thanksgiving. And, you know, a ruckus is caused. And then you're
dragged into it.
Thank you.
Like it had something to do with you.
My holiday. I do not need my religious holidays like Thanksgiving being ruined.
No.
By her children.
Absolutely not.
Well, and then Tina Marie.
Ow. She's a cute girl, though.
Gina's daughter, Tina Marie. She's very
cute. She's
a
cute.
Hard worker. Mm-hmm. Hard worker.
You know, I'd like to get her with my Rudy.
You should talk to them because I know Well, you know about her daughter, right? You know who she's with, that boy.
Oh, is she dating? Jamal.
Jamal, what, Brown? Is it Jamal Jenkins?
Oh,
what,
Jamal Jenkins,
I think it's Jenkins.
Yes.
Jamal from over there.
Oh, I see him around. I see him around the neighborhood. I take my hover round right to the other side of the street.
Thank you.
As soon as I see him coming
my way.
You don't
have much control of yourself in the hover round.
No.
There. You don't want you to get your pocketbook stolen.
He'll take it right out of the basket.
Well,
right out of the basket. I don't go that fast.
Well, apparently, Tina Marie and Jamal were down at the Astoria Park.
Mm.
And they ran into Linda Scavola. Linda Scavola was telling me all about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tina Marie's got her baked goods business that she's trying to start.
Right. Delicious.
The twice baked goods. Twice as you can eat something.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So she goes over there to Linda Scavola. Well, Linda Scavola tells me that Tina Marie was there with Jamal. Right out in the park.
In the pub.
Out in the
outside.
Open. Well, you can bet your bottom dollar that Tina Marie, her mom, you know, Tina Marie was not
uh-huh.
happy about
oh,
that.
Oh, why would she?
Was not happy.
Why
about
would she
that,
be
honey.
Happy?
Not happy about this.
She's got a lot going on.
Well, I don't know how she does it. That on top of three jobs?
Oh.
Well, you know she's working, not only is the secretarial work
mm-hmm.
over there at Aphrodite Construction and Lumber.
Right.
She's doing the waitressing gig at Aphrodite Construction and Lumber in Greek and Italian Restaurante. She's also doing the kiosk job at Roosevelt Field. No, Queens Mall.
Queens Center.
Yeah, not the Roosevelt
Queen
Fields
Center.
Is a nice one. The Queens
yeah,
Center
Queen
Mall.
Center.
Queens Center Mall at the kiosk, you know, the Hilarious, where they sell the hair extensions.
Oh.
The clipping ponytails and the wigs and all that.
Oh, really? For the holiday.
Marriage.
For
no,
the
no,
holiday.
For the holiday to
okay.
raise money
for
the marriage.
Wedding. Wedding. It's not a marriage.
No. Well, it's not
Thank
even
you.
A wedding, honey.
Right.
I don't know what you want to call
Ceremony.
It. Shindig.
Shindig. Get
Gay
together.
Homosexual shindig or
yeah.
something. I don't even. Yeah, you know, I can't even talk about it. Can't even talk about it, honey. I mean, really.
I don't know. I don't know.
Is this
it's right up here.
All right, okay.
Right up here, you're going to take a right
okay.
and then a left.
All right.
And then drop me off at front
okay.
right by the...
Oh, there's Camilla.
Oh, Camilla.
Hello, Camilla.
Hi, Camilla.
How are you?
Oh, she looks horrible.
Wow.
Horrible.
All
what
right.
is she doing in public like that?
I don't know.
All drop right. me by the ramp.
Okay.
The
right,
ramp. I need the ramp.
Okay. I'm
right
agent
over. Okay.
I'm agent
side. You got to help. You got to wait. Wait. You got to help me with my
oh,
hover
okay.
around in the back.
Okay, let me go.
Help
well,
me.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.